The number of people falling victim to recruitment scams through text and WhatsApp messages has significantly increased in the past year, with reported losses totaling nearly £1 million. Bella Betterton, an 18-year-old from Devon, became a victim of this type of scam and had £3,000 stolen from her. She had been contacted by scammers who posed as a genuine recruitment company, leading her to believe she was participating in a real job interview. The fraudsters managed to trick her into revealing her card details, which they then used to steal her money. City of London police warn that these figures may only represent a fraction of the actual number of victims, as this type of fraud is often underreported. Recruitment scams involve criminals enticing victims with the promise of additional work or income, only to deceive them into providing their bank details or gaining control of their phones to steal money. Bella, who had been working full-time over the summer to save up for her university education, had all her savings stolen. She had hoped to start a biochemistry degree but now faces the challenge of rebuilding her savings. The scammers conducted a sophisticated interview with Bella over the phone, during which they convinced her to use their money to purchase and review products. They then used the information they had obtained from her, along with possible malware on her phone, to make four large card payments to a cryptocurrency exchange. Bella was devastated by the loss of her hard-earned money and felt overwhelmed by the situation. She had never experienced anything like this before and did not know how to cancel the payments or protect her bank account. The emotional impact of the scam was significant, as she had worked tirelessly for 3 months to save that money. Bella is now working extra hours as a waitress to try to make up for the stolen funds. Recruitment scams are a high-volume, multi-stage crime. Fraudsters target a specific number of people, and even if only a few respond, they can obtain valuable data such as personal information and bank details. They may ask victims for small upfront payments, claiming that these will be reimbursed in their first paycheck. Once victims are invested, scammers can continue to exploit them for larger sums of money. Tackling fraud effectively requires a coordinated effort from government, law enforcement, and industry. Bella's bank has refused to refund her as a victim of fraud, but she is challenging this decision with the Financial Ombudsman Service. In the meantime, she is working tirelessly to recover the stolen funds. This experience has had a profound impact on her, making her feel more mature and aware of the dangers in the world.